Okay, Shir Hashirim, Perek Hey, Pasuk Yud Aleph, in the middle. Putzos of Taltalim, his hair, I guess, his locks hang, whatever that means. I'll call Koitz Vekoitz, for every point, Tilei Tilim Shel Halocha. Koitz probably refers to, I think they say refers to the Kutsa Shel Yud, that on one little, I don't think it means the Tagin.
No, the end of the yud on the bottom.
What?
On the other side, you know, not the shape of the yud, on the other side of the yud, on the bottom. I think
the little tip on the bottom, yeah.
That little guy.
The little tip. So on that, they darshan piles and piles, mounds of halochas. Kutsois of taltalim. That's what that. Okay. So therefore, what? So that in itself is so. So why the answer, this is the question was what? Madu deich midoy, right? Isn't that the answer we're answering?
Oh.
Let's see what we're answering.
Where'd you go?
No, just go back just for a moment. Madu deich posuk tes. Madu deich midoy. Shemadu deich shekoch yishpatonu. So this is the Klal Yisrael answering the umois. Why do you love Hashem so much? So how does the tilei tilim shel halochas that we darshan on one little coat, on one kutza shel yud, on one little point, because of that they're able, and how they did it, I don't know, but they derive so many halochas, so why is that, why do we love Hashem for that? What do we love about that? As he gave us the Torah, Har Sinai, he took us out of Mitzrayim, and we respond, even that, why is that? Let's ask that question on the first piece.
Well, that, well, that's not
last time we said Reisha Kesem Tos. Trilas Dvorev Hivhiku Kesem Tos. His early words shone like gold. V'chein hu oimer Pesach Dvorev Yoyer. The opening of his words shines bright. Posach Onoich Hashem Elokecho. He showed Trilo Shem Mishpat Meluch Yeshu Aleim. I took you out of Mitzrayim. And then Achar Kach Gozer Aleim Gzeiros. Okay, so see here, Rabbi said we have. So now we're raising a new question over here. We're going back. Hello. All of this is a discussion of Madu Deich Midoy. Why do you love him so much? The Umay Se'olam ask. Why do you? If you find him, tell him Ki Cholas Aba Oni. Right, that was the puzzle before that. The Klal Yisrael tells the Goyim, if you find Hashem, please let him know. Yeah, that's the passage before. Shpati eschem in Yerushalayim. Mitim tzeles doidim ategilu loy shechoy las avoni. Madu deich midoid hanof madu shalom. Madu deich midoid shekol chishpatono. So these are all answers to why we love Hashem so much. Why we're choy las nafsh. Choy las avo. Why? Because he showed us mishpat melucho. Why does that make us choy las avo?
No, I mean, the fact that he's in charge. Mm-hmm. And like his.
I know I'm in charge of a lot of things. I know it doesn't make me win a popularity test.
It's really funny.
I would make it. You have a suggestion. I have a suggestion. What? I would suggest as follows: two things. First of all, he said something here I didn't chop last time. He said, "Herom tchila shemishpam luchi yesh laleim ve'achar kach goz aleim zeirois." We did not. Pay attention to that last time. Maybe we did, I don't know, it could be I mentioned, I don't remember. But it seems to be, the issue is, he showed them the Mishpat Melucha, and then he gave them the Gzeiros. In other words, he didn't give them the Gzeiros without showing the Mishpat Melucha. That's what that Rashi says, which is really what it says, Anuchi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzisicho, Lo Yielecho, the Mechilta there, the Ramban brings, says first you be makabel the malchus, then I'll be goes to the gzeiros. Because if you're not makabel the malchus, then how are you going to keep my gzeiros? Okay, now let us follow me. It's a little bit of a dray. Okay, so first thing you have to be makabel the malchus. Hashem, you're the melech. We're obligated to you. We don't know what you're going to tell us. We don't know what the gzeiros are yet, but we're makabel the malchus. Fine. Now you give us the gzeiros. Rashi seems to be saying over here that the reason that we are cholas avo for Hashem, why we love Hashem so much, is because he didn't just give us the gzeiros. First, he gave us, he was Makab. First, he Herolahem, he showed us Mishpat Melucha. He says, I have the right to be your melech because I took you out of Mitzrayim, right? And then he gave the Xeris. So that's what we're Chilas Av about. Now, what is there in that to be Chilas Av about? What's the big deal? You showed us Mishpat Melucha, and then you gave the Xeris. Okay, very nice. But like, why am I so sick with love for you just because of that? So I would suggest as follows. Rashi said at the beginning of Shir HaShirim that the reason Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kodoshim is because it's Kuloi Yira Shamayim VeKibul Ol Malchusay. All the whole Shir HaShirim is only about fear of heaven and Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shamayim. We know from Shir HaShirim that it's not about that at all. Shekuloi. It's not even Miktsosoi. It's not even Miyutoi. It's nothing. Not a word of Yira Shamayim and Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shamayim. Except here, a little bit. So I think the pshat is like this. The Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shamayim, the fact that he shows us that he was the Melech, that in is an expression of love. What did he do? Anoich Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoceicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. If you look at, if I had a tilim with Rashi, I think Rashi says over there, which we don't have, it's a chayach to get with Rashi though, from the Tanakh. I think Rashi says over there, he showed them the chesed that he did. In other words, Mishpat Melucha is a chesed. I show you, listen, look what I did for you. You know why I have the right to be your melech? Because of what I did for you. Not just Mishpat Melucha, I took you out of Mitzrayim, I redeemed you, you're redeemed slaves, and now I'm your cruel master. Thank you so much. Let's see. If I'm not mistaken, where is that kapitel? This is very important. Very, very important. It doesn't say. Pesach Tvor Avyoi. Oh, he'll probably say. 53. Tilim. Kuf Yutes. And Pesach 130. Ooh, that's Kuf Yutes is the whole Aleph base. Kuf Yutes.
Kuf Lamed.
Kuf Lamed. Kuf Yutes, Kuf Lamed. Pesach Tvorech Yoyer, Mevim Psoim. Let's see if I'm not mistaken. It's an old memory from a long time ago. Kuf Lamed. Pesach Yoyer. Tchilas Tvorech Yoyer, Eslev Yisrael, Sha'ata HaMevim Psoim. Pesoyim, but Amorcho, Lech Hashem Asasich, Hodatem, Betoivo, Sheosiso Lahem, Shekanise, Mibes Avodim, Lodaski, Odon Ato Lahem, Vikablu El Kusecho, Alem, Loyelochim Achere, Vacharka Kuzato Xerois. Yeah, listen to this Loshon of Rashi. This is very important. Listen to what he says. He says, Pesach Tvorech Yoyer, this is the pasuk that Rashi is bringing here in Shir HaShirim. It says, Tchilas Devorecho Heiru Eslev Yisrael. It illuminated, enlightened the Lev Yisrael. Sha'ato HaMevim Psoyim. You're the one who understands foolish people, I guess. Ba'amarcho, Onoichi Asher, in other words, I guess if we were smart, then it would make no difference. Hashem tells us we got to do it. But foolish people need a little more than that. We need a little bit coaxing. We need a little motivation. We need a little bit soothing our egos and the like. Thank you so much. Oh, whoa, whoa. Thank you. What a masterpiece. Thank you so much. Okay? So we need a little something special. So he says like this. You let them know. The good that you did, the hatova, the good that you did for them, shekenise mibeis avodim, that you purchased them, you freed them, you bought the slaves. In other words, you bought the slaves by freeing them. They became meshubah to you. Lodas ki odin atolohem, that they should know. You let them know about the toivo that you did for them, so that they should know that you're the odin alohem. And they'll be makabel elokusecho aleim, and then v'acharkach goes out to gzeirois. So the process is like this: HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets us know the toivo that He redeemed us. I did you a toiva and I redeemed you. If it wasn't for the fact that it was toiva that I redeemed you, then it wouldn't have the same thing. You redeemed us, fine. You're the boss, fine. Nebuch, what can we do? No, I did you a tremendous toiva. I took you out of there. My taking you out was a toiva. I did you, I did the greatest chesed. The greatest chesed I did to you. I redeemed you from such suffering. To what? I brought you to Har Sinai. I brought you to a life of mitzvahs. I connected you with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the greatest thing. So he says, that teiva that you let them know, that's in order that they should realize that you're their master aleihem, and they'll accept. They have to accept. They have to realize and then accept. And then it'll be, then you'll tell them the gzeiros. So it sounds like it's a complicated process. The first thing is we know, not just you redeemed us, therefore you're the boss, you're the owner, but we know the teiva that you did for us. It sounds like if we didn't realize that this was betuv, that this was teiva, the melucha itself would be too hard to accept. That's why I tell all the time that Kabbalah of Malchus Shemaim is always preceded by Ava Rabba, Ohev Amu Yisroel, Ava Soilem, Bech Amu Yisroel, Ava Soilem, Ohev Amu Yisroel. It's always a discussion of the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. Now we can be Makabel the Malchus Shemaim. That all comes from here. At Har Sinai, by the first Kabbalah of Malchus Shemaim, Hashem said, Onoich Hashem, Okech Hashem, Tzisicha, I let you know the toiva that I did for you. I do good for you. It's positive. There's love. I care about you. I took you out of Mitzrayim. It wasn't just technical redemption, therefore I own you. I bought you, therefore I own you. If I bought you, that's a losh yus kanisim. If I bought you, so now I own you. No, you bought us with love. You bought us with teiva. You took us out of. And once we deher that, then we're ready to be mekabel the malchus shemayim, and then we're ready to do exeros. So that's what I would say Rashi is referring to. I want to make a copy of this to have easy access. It's very important. But anyway. But Rashi said, you showed us tchila mishpat melucha aleihem, which was, Rashi says over here, bituv. It wasn't just shuras hadin, I'm your boss, I own you, but it was bituv with the good. V'achar kach goz aleihem zeros, because in that lies a very special thing. Because if you would have just told us the gzeros, and you didn't tell us the tuv, that you took us out of Mitzrayim, then the Xeris would have been too overwhelming. Xeris are overwhelming. That's what you see from that Mechilta. The Melech says, "Im Malchusi eatem mekablim hechte kaimu Xerosai." If you're not mekabel the Malchus, you can't possibly keep the Xeris. It doesn't work. It can't be. So we love Hashem because first He showed us the Tuv, and then we were able to be mekabel the Malchus. Then He gave us the Xeris, and we were capable of observing zero. So we're chaylas avo because of what Hashem did for us in terms of giving us these zeros in a way that we can keep them. Had He given us zeros and we're obligated to do it in a way that we can't keep them? If He didn't give it betuv of the herolehem tuv malchus, the malchus, then we'd be in trouble. We got a lot of rules. We're going to be taken to task. We didn't keep the rules. He made it possible for us to keep the rules with this tuv melucha. Okay, let's go right to the next pasuk. We just went back. I'm sorry. Again, I'll call koitz v'koitz tilei tilim shel halachos. All right, can someone explain that to me? So the truth of the matter is, maybe this isn't just an expression. So that's my question. Is an expression of the magnitude of the halachas? There's so many halachas, and for that we're thankful, because since you showed us the tuv hamelucha, that now we are capable for us to keep the laws. Every time we keep your rules, we get rewarded. So there's so much that we got because of that. That could be one possibility. So we're thanking Him for the tilei tilim shel halachos. We're sick with love because He gave us so many opportunities to get schar, so many opportunities to become a better person. But it sounds like it's not only that, it's because of taltalim, which I guess is a remez to the, these are the words, ktsus, kvutsoisov, is the Rashi of Kutsa Shel Yud, the Kutsa, the point. And Taltalim is many halachas. So it sounds like it's also that they come from one point. So what's that all about? In other words, it's more than just this. You gave us a million halachas, and we're so thankful. We have so many opportunities to do good, so many opportunities to get schar, so many opportunities to make ourselves better people. But no, he says it's Kutsois of Taltalim. It's because of the Kutsa Shel Yud. All these halachas came from one little Kutsa that they darshan. That's what we are. Cholas Ahava. Why is that? Why is that?
Yeah, I mean, if we just switch up the title of the first pasuk, we could work it in.
What? Go ahead.
If the first pasuk was sort of just not exactly as you were saying, but like more of that, we're so happy with it because it's just it's emes as opposed to like what other nations have is just total sheker. Here, he showed us the melucha, and then it was right for him to do. It was like good. I mean, okay. It's good in that sense that it's like emes.
Okay.
So then, so Tom. Coats.
Why is it because of the coats? I understand because of the Tilim Shel Halacha, but why the coats?
Well, because that like shows the complexity all the more. Like even like the not ikker things, even like the small things have endless like.
I don't know if the actual Tilim Shel small halachas from the coats.
No. I mean, even like the actual words of the Pesukim Avi. Like in other words, even like with the face, we're talking about the ends of the hairs, like. The like the outside things. It's not like, not the ikker. Like obviously the ikker thing is complex and true and endless depth in it. But even like the smallest things have endless.
And therefore, so how does that? That
insinuates like the endless thickness of it. Like even the smallest of a what's it called could be darshaned endlessly.
I would have said something else.
Figured.
I don't know. I would have said something. I hear that. I would have said something else. What's this big deal on a kutza shel yud? Remember, the little point at the bottom of the top of the yud that comes out, on that little point, piles and piles and mounds of halochas. With darshan, how? Don't ask me how they did it. They darshan the tagin, they darshan the kutsa shel yud. But so, what does that mean? I would say something else. Chazal say what?
They had drasha glasses.
The what?
Drasha glasses. They have the ability to see.
So therefore.
No, I wasn't taking a shot.
Okay. So I'm thinking like this. Chazal say, chavivim divrei soifrim yosim yena shel Torah. That the Divrei Seferim are more precious than the Dvorim Deraisa itself. The Divrei Seferim is Divrei Rabba. Why? So the Pshat that they see is because they discovered it on their own. There's something that's uniquely precious, that's uniquely inspiring, uplifting about the Torah when we discover the Halachas on our own. When the Chazal Darshan from a Kutsa Shel Yud, piles and piles, till it mountains and mountains of halochas. So the chavivus of those halochas, it says it, okay, it says it beferish. But no, with my own amelus, we darshan and darshan and work. And that's what you gave me. You gave me so many opportunities to enhance my love. Choylas ahava oni. I think that fits a little better with the mood of the pasuk in terms of choylas ahava oni. These are all responses to why am I choylas ahava? Why am I sick for your love? Why do I need your love so much? Why does your love mean so much to me? Look what you did. Look how much love you showed me. Look what you gave me. You gave me the opportunity not just to have gzeiros, which is one thing. Now you made sure that the gzeiros were given first with the malchus shamayim be'ahava, so I could be makayim the gzeiros. But that wasn't enough. There's enough gzeiros even without the tilei tilim shel halochas that they darshan. Who knows how many different halochas in Tuma v'Tara, and who knows what they darshan there. So he says, but besides that, there's something else. You gave us the Torah in a way that we discover its halochas. When we discover its halochas, there's a different chavivus. When you're mechadish something on your own. Yesterday we came to a little bit of a havona of what a ma'aseh gzeira is composed of. We didn't do it on our own at Baruch Be'er, but when you read with Baruch Be'er, it's like doing it on your own. You know what I mean? Because he don't help too much, you know, in his language. And we, what this is all about? Oh, you give up. there's such an expression of Ahava, such a feeling of Ahava, because look what Hashem did. He gave us a Torah, not just telling us exactly what it is. He gave us the ability to discover the halachas on our own. That creates such a chavivus. I always describe, or it's late, we're going to have to stop. I always describe, I witnessed an elderly Talmud Chochm who was practically not really there 100% for sure. But he was, he didn't have the strength. He was old, he was a very old man. But he tried to learn as best as he could with whatever koiches he had left. But I noticed that the best learning was from his own Sfarim. When he would learn his own Sfarim, because there was a Chavivus. That Chavivus gave him more capability to understand than his regular learning that he spent his whole life doing. There was something about it. This is my fact. I remember once seeing this person say, "Wow, I said that? Not bad." Like, he was impressed. He didn't remember what he said. You know, he wasn't at that stage of life. But he was able to understand. He said, "Wow, that's pretty impressive." You know, like, but there's such a thing, the chavivus, chavivim divrei sofrim. So I think maybe that's
why Rashi give this example and not what? An example. Why did Rashi give the example of a kotz and not just stama, melus, and tyra?
No, because the kotz is the most amazing thing, is that it's more discovery. Let's say like this. Let's say one. Yes, the good question. So let's say like this. Let's say I read a pasuk, and there's a simple question, and I give an answer. I give a pshat. Okay, so I discovered a pshat in the pasuk, but the pasuk was basically there. The discovery was of minimal chidush. But what if I took an akusa shenu, that means this little book over here, and I darshan piles and piles of halachas? That's so original. That's so much me. That's so much my effort. And I would say it's so much siyata d'shmaya, because we know that when a person is zeichet to learn, it's a gift that Hashem gives him. Ki Hashem yitein chochma. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yogatu matzosa. It's like a gift that was thrown at him. I feel such love. And look what happened. I darshan on my own, and I feel Hashem is giving it to me. That combination is choylas avoni. Boy, I want that love again. That